How's it going?
Good. Doing well. How are you today?
Good, good.
Looking forward to Sunday's game, home field advantage within your grasp if things play out. But, but with this on the line, how tough has this stretch been over the last month for you and your team?
Well, we've just been taking it one at a time. We really hadn't focused on the stretch, per se. We've had some tough games. We've taken them 1 week at a time. We've had some tall orders. You know, we got a tall challenge in front of us this week in the form of the Titans. So they have our full undivided attention preparing for that game so we can be at our best. You know, these guys sit in pole position in the AFC right now. So it's a good measuring stick for us in terms of where we really are.
With the focus that's been on the Titans this year, you feel like you guys have floated a little bit under the radar?
I don't know that. Of course, you know, here in Western PA where we are, we got great followers, and, you know, what's going on with us is big news here with our fans. So that's kind of the world we live in, not really aware of the national scope of things.
Looking at the Titans, is this a good time maybe to catch them since they're going to have Haynesworth and Vandenbosch out of the defensive line?
You know, we got no control over when we play people. The schedule is the schedule. So we're playing them this week.
How much might it affect that defense with having those two guys out of the middle?
You know, I think they're better equipped to answer that question than we are. You know, we respect those guys. Some of the guys that they're without, of course, are great players. But they got some great players that will be playing. We respect Javon Curse and Tony Brown and Keith Bullock and those guys that they play in their secondary and so forth. They got great defense, and they're great defense because they got a bunch of great players.
When you're in a situation like that, do you try to do what you continue to do what you do just with the next round of guys, or do you tinker and you maybe blitz help to try to make up the difference?
For us, we've had to play some this year without some of our guys, offensively and defensively, and we do what we deem necessary to win that particular week based on the matchup, and I'm sure that they intend to do the same.
Out of respect for all those guys that you mentioned, you probably don't expect to have to double-team them in the way that you would have game plan for Haynesworth or Vandenbosch.
Well, you know, all big guys interior defenses get double-teamed. That's just the reality of today's NFL. Whoever's playing in place of Haynesworth is going to get double-teamed some. That's the nature of it. I'm not trying to lessen the impact of what that guy is. He's a Pro Bowl player. But I by no means going to be disrespectful to the guys that's suiting up and playing for them this weekend. I know that their expectations in terms of level of play won't change.
If I'm correct, you and Chris Hope, a former Steeler, you guys weren't in Pittsburgh at the same time.
No, we weren't.
Chris has said that he misses the environment around the Steelers organization. What this being, you know, you've been there a couple of years. What do you think he means by that?
Boy, I would have no idea. I think, you know, I haven't worked with him. I don't know what he means by that.
Looking forward to the to seeing what Cortland Finnegan, how he might try to handle Hines Ward on Sunday.
I tell you, this guy is playing great ball for them. You know, he's got the knack for delivering big plays. He's playing with a bunch of confidence. Man, he's gonna be a big time challenge for whoever he's covering, whether it's Hines or Santonio or Nate Washington. This guy's got a nice body of work, man, and is, you know, definitely deserving of that Pro Bowl honor.
You guys obviously want the number one seed. The Titans want it. But the team that doesn't get it and the other teams that are in the AFC playoffs that have to play that first week, you think kind of coaches around the league are saying, hey, look at what the Giants did. Look at what the Steelers did. Look at what the Colts did. It's by no means an unscalable obstacle to have to play a full slate and even go on the road.
No, the reality is that the 12 teams that will be in the playoffs are all capable, good football teams that are capable, of course, winning. You know, you like to be able to do it at home in front of your fans. I think that's one of the things that's most exciting about trying to secure home field advantage. You want that for your fans. You want to be able to perform in front of them. But ultimately, a ticket in the tournament is a ticket in the tournament, and anybody's capable of winning it.
You feel like you guys have really kind of bought into the philosophy of winning games with defense?
you know, we're just trying to win games by any means necessary. You know, we've won games defensively, we've won games with solid special teams play, and we run games with timely offensive play, and whatever it takes for us to win.
What's been the key to that timely offensive play, and have you been amazed a little bit at the ability of your guys to rally for the big drive at the big moment?
I think it's just guys that want to deliver for their teammates. I know that we got a bunch of those kind of guys, of course, led by our quarterback who lives for those moments, and I think that, you know, that's something that kind of makes them who they are. It definitely makes Ben who he is. Some people relish those moments. Other people don't. He's one that does.
Big-time rushers haven't really been an issue for you guys this year. What do you see with White and Johnson and what you guys can do against them?
Oh, man, those guys are spectacular. They're 1-2 punch, 1,900 yards, 22 touchdowns. I think Johnson's going to the Pro Bowl. New week, new challenges for us. You know, we've had some success against some runners and some run combinations, but these guys seem like a big-time challenge as we sit here today. And, you know, that's why they have our attention as we prepare for this weekend.
You guys kind of embrace that just with the success that you guys have had this year against the Rush?
You know, the thing for us is we don't take anything for granted. You know, we're just respecting this process. We realize how dangerous and capable those men are. Us being able to contain them somewhat is going to be central to us maybe having success in this football game. We respect that element of it, and we got some work to do.
Is this the best defense you personally have been around, and what's it mean to hear people comparing it to the great Steeler defenses of history?
You know, I think we're continuing to write that story. Greatness, you know, is a word that I think gets thrown around too much. Truth be known, great defenses, you know, make their mark in January football. And so right now we are a work in progress. We're good. We've done some nice things. But we realize when you start talking about historical perspective and things of that nature that December is too soon to have those discussions.
What are your words of wisdom to somebody trying to choose between Harrison and Polamalu for Defensive Player of the Year?
You know, they both got good arguments. Of course, James has been a catalyst for a lot of things that's going on around here, made a bunch of splash plays. Troy, the same, leading the league, I think, in interceptions. You can't go wrong with either one of those guys.
You hate the idea that one of them might not win because they kind of split the vote?
Well, you know, we're not concerned about that. You know, truth be known, we got no control over that. We continue to try to focus on the things that we can control, and that's, you know, our collective performance and our readiness for football games.
Between Hines Ward and Finnegan, do you see similarities in the style of player that each is?
You know, I don't know Finnegan that well to say that. I know that he's made a bunch of plays. He's playing with a bunch of confidence. That's evident from watching him on tape. But in terms of his football personality and what makes him tick, I'm not that familiar with him.
If not for the injury to Mendenhall, what had been your plan in this season for using him and Parker? Had you hoped to maybe split carries to try and keep them fresh?
Ideally, you know, you like to envision the kind of success that those guys in Tennessee are having with the 1-2 combination, but that never materialized for us due to a lot of reasons. But, you know, I had a great deal of respect for how they're doing it down there, and ideally you like to envision being able to put something on the table like that.
Is that maybe something more teams might go to, just to the idea of trying to have backs fresh and help keep them healthier through the year?
I think that has been the case here in recent years in the league. I don't think it's anything new. I think that's why Tennessee went out and got that young man. Jacksonville's been doing it for several years down there with Jones, Drew, and Taylor. And I just think that's just a sign of where the NFL is right now.
If we'd talked before camp and I'd given you 11-3 going to Tennessee week 16 to play for the number one seed, is that about as good as you could have hoped for? Would you have taken that?
Preferably, I'd have taken 14-0, but you know, 11-3 is what we are. So, you know, that kind of says it all, actually.